A flashback to January 6th. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A former aide to then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows telling the Capitol Riot Committee about statements by the president's then lawyer Rudy Giuliani in the days leading up to the rally that became a riot.
I remember leaning against the doorway and saying, I had an interesting conversation with Rudy. Mark, sounds like we're going to go to the Capitol. He didn't look up from his phone and said something to the effect of, there's a lot going on, Cass, but I don't know. Things might get real, real bad on January 6th.
Cassidy Hutchinson also telling the committee that President Trump was told by a security official on the day of the rally that some in the crowd had guns and other weapons. An Amtrak train derailment is now blamed for at least 4 deaths. The State Highway Patrol in Missouri also confirming the number of injuries has jumped to about 150. The train was headed from L.A. to Chicago when it struck a dump truck yesterday. The driver of the truck among the dead, the NTSB investigating. The president's top health official is outlining potential steps to ensure access to abortion now that Roe versus Wade has been overturned.
Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra called last week's Supreme Court ruling despicable, but says the department has been preparing for it.
What I can simply say to you is every option is on the table.
Becerra says there are discussions about potential travel vouchers for women in states with abortion bans, and his department will continue efforts to increase the availability and access of abortion medication.
We'll also work with the Attorney General and the Department of Justice as they work to ensure that states may not ban medication abortion based on a disagreement with the FDA's expert judgment.
HHS announced the launch of reproductiverights.gov.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. News.
The Supreme Court's decision on Roe has led to a new round of abortion decisions and ongoing legal fights.
Texas claimed abortion was prohibited in the state, citing an old law from 1925 they now claimed was in effect again following the overturning of Roe v. Wade by the U.S. Supreme Court last week. A state judge in Houston is putting it on hold amidst a suit filed by the Center for Reproductive Rights, a group representing abortion providers. The judge's order means Texas law as it stood before Friday, allowing pregnancy termination through the 6th week, is again for now the rule in Texas. Eben Brown, Fox News.
In the meantime, a federal court is allowing Tennessee's 6-week abortion ban. The Michigan Supreme Court says a judge had no authority to issue indictments in the Flint water scandal, a ruling that wipes out charges against 9 people, including former Governor Rick Snyder, who had faced misdemeanor charges, and 2 former state health officials who were charged with involuntary manslaughter for Legionnaires' disease blamed on contaminated water. Big retailers are considering a new return policy, paying customers to keep items instead.
Some retail chains are now struggling with too much inventory and reported considering paying customers just to keep their unwanted items instead of returning them. The inventory surplus so big they can't afford to take back even more. According to retail analyst Burke Flickinger, for every dollar in sales, a retailer's net profit is between 1 to 5 cents. With returns, it costs a retailer between 15 to 30 cents to handle every dollar worth of returns. But retailers run the risk of customers gaming the system by asking for returns just to get stuff free. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
After early gains, a deepening sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow's down 287, the Nasdaq plummeting more than 2%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.